Have you ever been convinced to play a terrifying party game? Could there be a cursed spirit lurking and waiting to hear their name called? Or can our brains truly play tricks on ourselves? Today, we test the believability of Bloody Mary.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual,
and tell you whether or not we find it believable.
That is right. It's Tuesday. We're back on track. We're back to recording literally a few days before they drop.
Yeah, in this oven of an attic.
Yeah, I feel like so much has happened because we pre-recorded the last one.
It's been a lot. It's been a lot. Lots been happening.
Yeah, North Carolina was nice. I was able to get... I know I talked about before how I wasn't able to get pictures of much stars on my dark park camping trip, only to find out like a week later that I'd see the Milky Way over the ocean.
It was gorgeous.
And be able to capture it. I called you.
Yeah.
Did I call you? I called you one of those days.
You called me about the dog thing in the backyard.
Oh, yeah, which was nothing.
But yeah, it was nothing.
Speaking of, my dog did pass away today, so this episode's dedicated to my pup, Annie.
Oh, poor Annie.
I know, it's sad. She was literally the best dog. Best dog ever.
She was very good.
Only dog I ever had, but the best dog ever.
I've had several dogs, and I can attest, Annie was a very good dog.
She's very sweet and very calm and chill like me, chilled out. She didn't bark much. Also, I just want to say this, and I'm going to throw it in the middle of the episode. I'm going to keep you on edge, but I won't make you wait that long. We have two huge announcements coming up.
Oh, yeah. They're big.
Huge, huge announcements, but we also have a huge, huge topic today. One that everyone knows about, and personally, I'm ready to dive in. So there's many components to Bloody Mary. There's the urban legend, there's the game, there's the history aspect, which I'm going to trudge through. Like, literally,
Mary, Queen of Scots.
I want...
I can see the frustration without my glasses on his face.
I want you to pull me. Like, I want you to lace your arm around and just help me.
My enthusiasm for this history will get us through.
I need you to be my Samwise.
if I can't carry you to the history...
Yes. And then, of course, somehow, some way, there's personal encounters, which is
absolutely
excellent. I got so six
many
of them.
People have seen this. Six. Quantity over quality.
Absolutely.
Although they're probably good stories, too, though. So,
well, they wouldn't be in the episode if they were terrible.
I saw something in the mirror once.
More than half the time I read them before I just put them in the episode. Sometimes mid doing the episode, all that shit.
Oh, you're finding out this is not a good story as you're reading through it.
But just in case there's a couple of people out there that don't know about Bloody Mary, let's go through the urban legend first. And there's no better place than the internet to find out how to do it. Because I will say that there are a ton of iterations to this game.
Yeah.
It's like so many. You know, candle versus no candle, or how many people are in there, or how many times you say your name, or do you spin around? Like, I feel like everybody has their own thing. So what I did is I went to WikiHow.
That's the best place for it.
If you want to search something credible besides Reddit, you go to Wikipedia. And if you want to know how to do something, you go to WikiHow.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you get away with murder?
Which means the FBI watches that very closely. Which means on the WikiHow site, somebody was tasked with creating this article. Like, somebody's boss said, hey, I need you to write how to play Bloody Mary.
He's like, oh, yeah.
That was somebody's Wednesday morning. But anyway, let's get into it. The game Bloody Mary, right?
Yeah.
So first of all, every game you need an objective, right? And I think there's two objectives here. I think A, it's either to prove to your friends that you're not a scaredy cat, or B, it's to summon the terrifying and potentially lethal ghost of Bloody Mary. If you take a moment to think about your friend group, I'm sure you know which option it is that you're playing for. And all you need is a bathroom mirror and in most cases, a candle. And at least one friend. Because if you're doing this alone, it's weird.
It's sad.
I don't recommend doing this alone.
Yeah. What if she does come and you, like that thing you say all the time, like you experience something and no one's there to witness it with you?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Technically, most people go in the bathroom by themselves, so it is always a personal experience, but then you can't run out, you know, because your cat doesn't care. Come on, your cat does not care. Mm-mm. You need somebody to care. I have 5 steps. Step 1, figure out who's going to play the game first. This can be done by going oldest first, youngest first, a lengthy battle of rock, paper, scissors, or drawing straws. Or maybe somebody will just volunteer. Step 2, you go into the bathroom, you shut the door behind you, and you make sure to turn off the lights. This is why the candle is important. So it should just be you alone in this pitch black bathroom with a small candle, and you're staring directly at the mirror. Step 3, place the candle on the sink, which is what WikiHow said. For some reason, I imagine holding it, but WikiHow says you put it on the sink. So we'll go with that.
Okay, sure.
Maybe it's so that in case you see Bloody Mary, you got to give her that right hook.
Or you scream and you throw your hands up and then you don't catch the curtains on fire.
Yeah, you can't really catch a sink on fire. So I think that's a good point. So again, dark, candle down, you're staring at the mirror. You're looking deeply into your own reflection. And now is when you begin saying the name. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. You say it 3 times, just like Beetlejuice.
Oh.
Meanwhile, your friends outside are totally gossiping about you. Step 4, if you're not able to summon her just by saying her name, spin around in a circle 3 times. This is another way that you could potentially summon Bloody Mary. If you do see her, she's said to look like an old, horrifying witch, and she's reaching out for you. Sometimes she has scratches, sometimes she's bloody. It's never a good thing. Like most things we talk about on here, it's never a good thing.
No, that'd be so scary.
Quick question. If you saw her, right?
Yeah.
Would you have the instinct to mirror life? Like when you look into a mirror, what you see is behind you. If you saw her in the mirror, would you treat it like she was in front of you? Or would you think you would have the natural instinct to turn around like she was behind you?
I'm not trying to get out of the question. I genuinely do not know.
No, there's no way. It would be a fight or flight moment. So I don't think you would rationally make a decision. I'm just asking which one you think you would be your response.
I feel like my instinct would be to check behind me.
That's exactly what I wrote. Did I already say that?
No, you didn't.
Okay, yeah. I wrote that I think my natural instinct would be to look behind me.
Yeah, that's what I think my instinct would be. But like I said, I have no clue.
Although the argument I have to that is that she's supposed to replace your reflection. So maybe it feels like you're straight on. It's not like you see yourself. And well, some people, yeah, I guess it's hit or miss. If I saw me and there was another person there, I'd go behind me. But if she replaced my image, maybe it would be different. I don't know. Step 5, you probably didn't see her. You lose, blow out the candle, go join your friends.
I like step 5.
Or you did see her. Who knows? So next we have, who could Bloody Mary have been? I want to get the history out of the way. But before I do, we have 2 things that I want to touch on right now. So 2 big announcements that we're super excited to talk about before we get to the terrible history that I'm about to lay on your ears. 1, this Thursday, July 7th, is Believing the Bizarres, our 2-year anniversary.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to put like a little balloon.
Yes, it's crazy. It's like I'll always remember 4th of July walking around with the fireworks because it was COVID time and just listening to our first 3 episodes. And now we're here.
Yeah, still in the attic, very hot.
25-minute episodes back in the day.
Wow. We've grown, we've matured.
We've researched.
We are now 2 years old.
Yeah. And because of that, and along with that, by the time this comes out, I think it'll already be the case, but we will have reached 1 million downloads.
That is truly impressive.
It is mind-blowing. I remember the conversations that Charlie and I had when we started. Million wasn't in the
no
nowhere near the like what we were even considering would be, you know,
like we didn't
attainable.
Think this was actually going to happen.
No,
not for a long time.
We eventually, but not for a long, long time. So we appreciate everybody supporting, listening, and in honor of all that, in honor of our 2-year and that milestone, this Thursday, July 7th, we're going to be doing a live stream on Twitch. It's going to be at 8 p.m. Eastern time on our Twitch, Believing the Bizarre. So make sure to go give a subscribe or follow or whatever they call it. Follow?
Yep. Follow at least.
Yeah.
Subscribe if you must.
And it'll be a live stream. We'll probably go for about an hour. We're going to go through a bunch of shorter listener submissions that we've gotten over the last like year and a half. So if you submitted a very short listener submission and you've been waiting, there's a good chance it's going to come out this Thursday during our live stream, which we'll mm-hmm. also put out. It'll be your main episode too. Like, you'll hear it on, like, you don't have to, like, you should attend the live stream, but it'll also be on, you're in the main feed, so you can listen yeah. later.
And if you do actually come to the live feed, we'll have the chat up. You'll be able to actually interact with us.
Exactly. So it'll be a lot of fun. And two, and this is something we've been alluding to for probably like 3 months. We've done a lot of, it's cooking in the oven, it's baking, it's preheating, but we're finally doing it. It's dropping on our 2-year anniversary. Super excited. We are launching what we call the episode series designs, essentially, which, first of all, shout out Jalen for helping us so much. She's mm-hmm. awesome. We are dropping shirt designs, merch that is specific to particular episodes. And this is something that I would love to keep going on and on and on and on as we keep putting out more and more episodes. But essentially, the design relates to one episode we've done in the past. It has something from that, and it has the name of the episode on it. We have designs for the Fort Collins Wraith, the Cursed Cabin, Not Deer, Bunny Man Bridge, Fresno Nightcrawlers, and I can't say, can you, the
Akimanta?
Yeah.
And the
Kusakiana? Kusukiona?
Kusikiona.
Yep. Yeah. I just didn't want to butcher that. I butcher enough.
No,
I
you,
butcher
did, that. You did fine.
But keep your eyes peeled for that dropping. Love the designs. Jalen absolutely killed it. And also with that, if you purchase any of those 6 designs on July 7th, 8th, 9th, or 10th, so essentially from when they drop through the weekend, and you send us proof that you got it, like a confirmation, screenshot something. Yeah, something like that, DM us or email us, Charlie and I will send you a signed Not Deer print and a sticker. Free. So just show us that you bought one of those shirts, one of those designs, one of those 4 days, July 7th, July 8th, 9th, or 10th, and you will automatically get a signed Not Deer print and sticker. Super exciting. A lot of awesome stuff. I'm so happy to finally announce that, because this has been,
yeah, it's been a long
months,
baking cake.
Months of this, but I'm so excited. I'm excited to keep doing it. If you have an episode that you love and you want to see it become a shirt, let us know. I think about it in terms of music. You know, like, if my favorite song got it like a shirt design, I just think it's a cool thing, and I want to implement that for the podcast. I'm excited to be able to do it. And with all of this excitement, I need it. I need this excitement to carry me over. Charlie, who could have been Bloody Mary?
I have a couple ideas. I'm very excited. Let's talk about this.
Okay.
So how many options do you have?
3.
Very cool.
So the first one is Queen Mary the First of England.
Mm-hmm.
1516, which I believe...
Victorian,
no,
right?
I was thinking, that's... No, 1616 is when Shakespeare died, but I think he was born in 1594.
I don't know.
And 1516 to 1558, Mary the First... She was the only daughter of King Henry. Dude, there's like James the 50th and Elizabeth
the
4th,
so cool,
and Henry the 42nd.
Henry the 8th killed so many women that didn't give him sons. And he was very upset
mm-hmm.
because all of his offspring were women.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like the one that survived.
And when she was ruling, she was apparently very brutal, and she was nicknamed
Bloody Mary.
Yes.
Because her father was fucking Henry the 8th, who was a murderer.
You got a Henry the 8th tattoo? Are you a fan?
Oh, I'm a big fan of
Henry.
So you
got a podcast? You listen?
I am Henry the 8th. I am. 8th. I am. That's a song from a play, but he is a monster.
Okay. Sounds like someone we shouldn't like.
You know how you root for the villain sometimes?
Sometimes.
Like Darth Vader?
Dr. Horrible.
Exactly.
Apparently, Queen Mary had 280 people burned at the stake, and this was because they refused to renounce their Protestantism.
Protestantism.
That.
Because they were Protestants?
Yeah.
She burned at the stake?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Apparently, her most famous victim was Thomas Cranmer, who he did actually renounce his Protestant faith.
He said, whoa, don't burn me.
But apparently, Mary didn't care about all that noise. She had a personal grudge because apparently he annulled her father's marriage, which made him marry someone else.
Yeah.
At any point, if I'm wrong, reasons. Charlie.
No, okay. You're right.
Yeah. So she still had him killed. She still had him burned, which apparently went against the doctrine of repentance, which should have saved him. It should have saved him, but she was like, nah, bruh.
Nah.
So it was pretty gross, pretty nasty.
Yeah, because, okay, so basically, Henry wanted to get divorced a lot, and the church was like, nah. So until the death do we part. So he killed a lot of his wives, and then he created his own religion.
Oh, see, maybe when you say Bloody Mary, maybe it'll be King Henry, and he'll be like, "They thought you." Maybe you need to go into a bathroom and say that.
She'd probably be mad that I liked her dad so much.
I know, she'd kill you.
Yeah.
Oh, man, ghosts just have it so hard. I hate my parents. So that's one option. The next one is Mary Queen of Scots.
Yes.
Why don't you tell me about?
I know that she's Scottish.
Okay.
That's about it though.
Okay. So she was, apparently she had claimed both Scottish and English thrones.
Oh, was she born of both?
I guess.
Okay.
But she was really unhappy in her marriage to her cousin, Henry Stuart, the Earl of Darnley.
Darnley.
Who ended up being murdered in a very mysterious way. Oh. And she was believed to have been involved in that because she actually ended up marrying one of the main suspects in the murder, James Hepburn.
Damn, imagine that happening now. Like,
Earl of Boswell.
Like, imagine, like, man, like, you put on Twitter, like, I don't like my wife. Next day, she's dead. And then you marry someone who probably killed her. Yeah.
Like, glad that she's gone now. And everyone's like, who's he subtweeting? This is, like, Real Housewives of England. This is kind of
drama. It's drama.
I know. It's actually not terrible.
That's why I like history so much.
So dramatic. But anyway, so she marries James Hepburn, who's the Earl of Boswell. I want to be like the Duke of Spooky Town. Can we just pick like weird? But so Hepburn, the guy that was wanted to be thought to be one of the people that killed her cousin slash husband. So Hepburn was eventually arrested and Mary fled and she went to her cousin, Queen Elizabeth I. Do you know anything about her?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But rather than offer her hospitality, Elizabeth was like, nah, you're going to be in prison for 18 years.
Yeah, Elizabeth is a mean lady.
Not, are any of these people nice?
Define nice.
Not nice. Assholes.
Oh, depends on the day, I think.
Okay. We all have those days. And then, so she's in prison for a long time, 18 years. And then on February 8th, 1586, 44-year-old Mary was beheaded.
Dang.
And this is actually one of the few things I did know. It wasn't a clean, it was like her neck was putting up a fight.
Oh, really?
This is when I remember reading about this. And then after this, I learned about how people getting killed would give gold to the executioner.
To bribe them for a better.
Yeah. Like sharpen their thing.
She didn't bribe anybody?
Apparently not. Cause they considered it like a botched job. Like the first swing didn't get it clean. So then it was like, there was still sinew from her neck. Like it was still kind of attached. So he had to keep like hacking it.
So the guy was just like, eh.
It's gross. He's like, am I getting paid overtime for this extra swing?
He's like, can I have your purse when you're done?
And apparently he held her head up and cried, God save the queen! That's pretty metal. But he picked it up by her wig and then her head. Like,
oh, it was, snap.
Yeah.
That's a scandal right there.
So then the third option isn't a great third option, but I cross-checked many articles and this person was in many of them. So I feel like, you know, it's my due diligence.
Now I have to put that in there because he said that's a Subaru. I have to leave that in there now.
You have to. Sorry. Elizabeth Bathory. Her name's not even Mary.
Bathory.
Yeah, but she was known as like the Blood Countess.
That's a cool name. Bathory, I think, is a metal band.
Like the Unknown Replicas. The Unknown Replica Bathory.
Yeah, that's hardcore.
But I thought you were talking about Blood Countess, because that's pretty hardcore.
Yeah, that is too, yeah.
So Elizabeth was known as the Blood Countess because she would bathe in the blood of her victims.
Yikes.
She did this because she thought it would preserve her youthful appearance.
But why would it be Mary Kay?
What?
What?
What'd you say?
Why would she be called Mary, though?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I think they're trying to find people in the past who are associated with blood.
Because she made up Mary Kay, is that what you said?
No, I said that's all she needed.
Oh, so that's the start of Mary Kay?
Yeah, what's her name? Elizabeth Bathory started the very first pyramid scheme.
Say MML?
Yeah, MLM.
MLM.
So she was married to this guy, I'm not going to say his name. He was a Hungarian war hero who fought with distinction against the Ottomans. But he died in 1604. And pretty much she just let loose. Like it was just killings after killings. She began inviting wealthy daughters of like aristocrats and people over. And instead of like treating them nicely, treating them like guests, being not, you know, anything kind, anything that anybody would want as a guest at somebody else's house. Instead, they were ritually slaughtered.
Yikes.
So eventually the king of Hungary was like, yo, this is kind of whack. where all these girls going and they're being brutally killed. We need to figure out what's going on. Because so some were being scalded and then with like white tongs and then dunked in freezing water.
Oh, my
Others
God.
Others were covered in honey and then devoured by ants.
Interesting.
Some were burned, mutilated. Some were eaten. It was none of it was good. So eventually she was arrested along with four of her female accomplices.
That's good. No one was having a good time.
No. They were put on trial. Everyone was like, that's messed up. So then her accomplices were tortured and burned at the stake. But then they decided that she shouldn't get that death because she's nobility. So instead they just locked her up until she died.
Dang.
And she was locked in like a room it was like a castle.
Yeah.
And there was no window. I was about to say there's no door, but she got in. But like it was I don't even know. It probably wasn't padded.
They could have sealed
it. There was
up,
just
though.
Nothing. It was just darkness.
Gotcha.
For the rest of her life, which is, I feel like, people in the heat of the moment would want her killed for what she did, but I think that is a
pretty
poor way to go.
Yeah.
So next I have more of like an urban legend-y type thing where she came from.
Okay.
This is from Spooky, Pennsylvania. Spooky, Pennsylvania.
Is that a city?
No.
Oh, it's like a magazine. Okay.
Yeah, I think it might have been a book. It was an article I read online, but it was pulled from that. So I think it's a book. But I'm just shouting out, it's from Spooky, Pennsylvania. So I'm going to read this here. This is more of a folklore-ish thing of where Bloody Mary came from and how that originated. You ready?
Yes.
Quote, Mary lived deep in the forest in a tiny cottage and sold herbal remedies for a living. Maybe she created the first pyramid scheme. They didn't write that. I'm starting to see what's happening
here. I see.
She's like, you just rub it on and it helps you. It actually gives you energy.
It gives you, it's got ginseng.
You just gotta lay in my pot of boiling water. I put some carrots in there. Back to the, yeah. Folks living in a nearby town called her Bloody Mary and said she was a witch. No one dared cross the old crone for fear that their cows would go dry, their food stores rot away before winter, their children would get sick with a fever, or any number of terrible things that an angry witch could do to her neighbors. Then, the little girls in the village began to disappear, one by one. No one could find out where they had gone. Grief-stricken families searched the woods, the local buildings, and all of the houses and barns, but there was no sign of the missing girls. A few brave souls went to Bloody Mary's home in the woods to see if maybe the witch had taken the girls, but she denied any knowledge of the disappearances. Still, it was noted that her haggard appearance had changed. Now, she looked younger, more attractive. The neighbors were suspicious, but they could find no proof that the witch had taken the young ones. Then came the night when the daughter of the miller rose from her bed and walked outside, following an enchanted sound that no one else could hear. The miller's wife had a toothache, and she was sitting up in the kitchen treating the tooth with an herbal remedy.
Oh.
When her daughter left the house, she screamed for her husband and followed the girl out the door. The miller came running in his nightshirt. Together, they tried to restrain the girl, but she kept breaking away from them and heading out of town. The desperate cries of the miller and his wife woke the neighbors. They came to assist this frantic couple. Suddenly, a sharp-eyed farmer gave a shout and pointed towards a strange light at the edge of the woods. A few townsmen followed him out of the field and saw Bloody Mary standing beside a large oak tree, holding a magic wand that was pointed toward the miller's house. She was glowing with an unearthly light as she set her evil spell upon the miller's daughter. The townsmen grabbed their guns, grabbed their pitchforks, and they ran towards the witch. When she heard the commotion, Bloody Mary broke off her spell and fled back into the woods. The farmer had loaded his gun with silver bullets in case the witch ever came back for his daughter. Now he took aim and he shot at her. The bullet hit Bloody Mary in the hip and she fell to the ground. The angry townsmen leapt upon her and carried her back to the field, where they built a huge bonfire and burned her at the stake. As she burned, Bloody Mary screamed a curse at the villagers. If anyone mentioned her name aloud before a mirror, she would send her spirit to revenge herself upon them for her terrible death. When she was dead, the villagers went to the house in the wood and found the unmarked graves of all the little girls that the evil witch had murdered. She had used their blood to make her young again. From that day to this, anyone foolish enough to chant Bloody Mary's name 3 times before a darkened mirror will summon the vengeful spirit of the witch. It's said that she will tear their bodies to pieces and rip their souls from their mutilated bodies. The souls of these unfortunate ones will burn in torment as Bloody Mary was once burned, and they will be trapped forever in the mirror.
It's a little heavy-handed. Oh, sorry.
Unquote.
It's a little heavy-handed. Jesus.
It's a little Hansel and Gretel-ish.
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus for sure, which absolutely. The second one's coming out.
Yeah, I saw soon. That. Soon.
Are you going to watch that?
For sure.
Should we go to theaters and watch that?
Yes.
I think we should.
After we watch Nope.
Ben's like, great, I'll bring all my kids. Settle down, Ben. Settle down. Just kidding. His kids are awesome. Okay, so we know the urban legend. We know the history. We know, like, you know, the game. It's like, so this thing's happening. What could be reasons for this happening? What could be scientific explanations for what people are seeing?
Demons.
Listen, guys, I know it's been a minute since I've talked about trying to get to 8% body fat, but that deadline is coming up.
I've been hitting the gym, too, and trying to get in better shape as well.
And that is why we've both been trying AG1 Athletic Greens.
I started taking AG1 because with my other, quote, protein powders, I wasn't seeing results.
Exactly. But with a single scoop of AG1, you're getting 75 high-quality minerals, vitamins, whole food source superfoods, and probiotics.
Well, that's fine, but let's talk about the real selling point. It actually tastes good and isn't all grating like some of the other protein powders.
My suggestion, just add it to your routine, right? Like, you wake up, start listening to that new Believe in the Bizarre episode while you're making your AG1, and before we even start diving into the topic, you've consumed a shake that has less than 1 gram of sugar, supports mental clarity and alertness without any nasty chemicals.
So essentially, it's like a life hack. And don't just take our word for it. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. And on top of all that, for every purchase, Athletic Greens donates to organizations that help get nutritious food to kids in need, like No Kid Hungry.
Skip the supplements and the dozens of various pills. You can reclaim your health and arm your immune system with daily nutrition. All it takes is just one scoop of AG1 and a cup of water every day. That's it.
Still on the fence? To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase.
That's right. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/emerging.
Again, that is athleticgreens.com/emerging to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
So, the longer you stare into the mirror, the more likely you are to start seeing things that aren't there. And this is due to a phenomenon that is apparently called the Troxler effect.
The Troxler effect?
Sounds like a finishing move in the WWE.
It does.
By God, he hit him with the Troxler effect.
Oh, no.
So, the Troxler effect is an optical illusion that affects the way we see things, which is why it's being tied to this episode, and it's talking about mirrors. So, when you focus on a specific point for a long period of time, you know, about 2-3 minutes, any unchanging object or image around it apparently starts to fade away.
Yeah.
And it causes this blindness of focus. So then when you focus your gaze on the spot, everything in your peripheral fades out. And an Italian psychologist, Giovanni Caputo.
Jesus Christ.
He conducted
it's the most Italian name I've ever heard.
Giovanni Spaghetti.
Pepsodoroni.
He conducted an experiment in which people were asked to enter a dimly lit room.
Eat some fettuccine Alfredo.
I would do that experiment and try not to gain weight. Everyone failed. And they looked at their reflection in the mirror for 10 minutes. And it was pretty much to see in poor lighting what would happen to these subjects staring at themselves. Now, it was a relatively large mirror. It was about 0.5 meter by 0.5 meter. The room was lit. It was a 25-watt light. It means nothing to me by that. It's just scientific.
It's real dim.
Yeah, sure.
Most light bulbs are 60 watt.
Okay. Each volunteer sat a couple feet away from the mirror, and they had 10 minutes to just look at it. stare at it, and at the end of the session, the participants were told to write down what they saw in the mirror. So out of a total of 50 participants, this is a breakdown, right? 66% of people reported seeing huge deformations of their own faces.
Oh,
so deformities, man.
I would hate that.
18% saw a parent's face where their traits were changed. 10% of these faces saw deceased parents. 8% claimed to see parents who were still alive. 28% saw an unknown person.
28% saw someone they didn't even know?
Yeah. Another 28% reported seeing an archetypal face. So like, you know, like the strong man, a child, old woman.
I see.
Something like that. 18% saw the face of an animal. And 40% saw fantastical and monstrous beings.
40%?
Yeah. Now, this doesn't equal 100%. Some people saw things more than one thing. So how does this come to be? So the Troxler effect was created by, oh God, I'm going to call him Paul Troxler. There's two names I'm leaving out.
Okay.
Paulie Troxler in 1804. So the experiment was done by the Italian guy, but the actual Troxler effect was discovered by Paul Troxler. It's like Ignaz Paul Vital Troxler.
Jesus.
A Vital, maybe. I think Vital sounds better. In 1804. And so basically what he's saying, because I already said it's like when you stare at it and everything else fades away.
Mm-hmm.
He says this is what creates the illusion. He thinks that this predicts the face traits. What you're not staring at, like everything in the peripheral fades away. And you start seeing like apparitions of new faces and new traits in the mirror. And it also comes down to meaning. So he's claiming that when you're staring at your own face continually, the stimuli that you're receiving stops connecting your own face in a meaningful way, and you're unable to string together facial traits as you would naturally perceive them. So it becomes almost spontaneous where things start reassembling. Okay. And that's why faces look either uncanny or deformed.
So like if you say a word over and over again, it doesn't sound like a word anymore.
Yeah. It's like, is that the way you're supposed to say it? It's kind of like
gum, 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 gum. Is that a word even?
Yeah. I think a lot of people have done that. I've done that for sure. I think it to me, it feels like you're staring at it and it's just like you get so entranced in it and you start to like, another thing I saw was, I think it was by Life Science. It was kind of like if you didn't tune out your nose or your own smell or, you know, like things like that, like your eyes have kind of trained to remove your nose from the vision.
Yeah.
Your nose has trained to remove the smell of your house. The smell of you, your odor, not like a bad odor, but you know what I mean? Like you no longer pick those things up. And so they were kind of trying to use that as a way to frame it where it's like, if you stare at yourself in a dim lighting for so long and you're focusing, it fades out. You stop looking at it and accepting it in a meaningful way. And it just starts kind of becoming discombobulated. Now, does that perfectly explain what people are saying? Not really, but it's, you know, they're trying. So now, it is time for the experiences of Bloody Mary. All right, it is encounter time. I'm excited. I have 6 of them. 3 of them are from thelineup.com.
The lineup.
And the other 3 are from Reddit.
Hell yeah.
So are you ready to start these awesome, terrifying Bloody Mary experiences?
Yes, please.
All right, the first story, The Silent Scream. Quote, Marissa and her friend had just finished watching an eerie episode of Ghost Whisperer, and Marissa wanted to scare her friend with one of their favorite activities. So, Marissa looked into her living room mirror, spun around 3 times, saying, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. No ghost appeared, so she went to the bathroom to try again. Against the warning of her friend, Marissa shut off the lights, closed the door, and repeated the chant. When she looked into the mirror this time, there was still nothing. Disappointed, she was about to flip on the light when she caught a glimpse of something. She looked closer and discovered a black and white woman with her mouth wide open. Marissa expected a scream from the apparition, but only found dead, terrifying silence. The woman in the mirror lifted her arms, and Marissa saw that her hands were bright red. Not with polish, but with blood. Her fingernails had been torn off. Hands reached out from behind Marissa and grabbed her shoulders. Marissa screamed turned on the light, and ran out of the bathroom. Unquote.
That is the worst.
Yeah. The silent scream, there's something very... maybe it's uncanny because you would expect sound, but any time that there is a silent scream, like, I remember a long time ago, like, screenplay wanting to write, like, I was thinking about that and wrote that, and it's just like, it's just really creepy. It's just unsettling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that one. I don't like that one at all. So this
is really scary.
The second one, the cracked mirror. Quote, a group of girls were spending the summer at a camp in the Pacific Northwest. Sick of exploring the woods, they decided to collectively fake food poisoning. So they ran to the bathroom, shut themselves in, hoping to make the fakery convincing. While they were there, one girl, Jessica, came up with the idea to play Bloody Mary. The rest of the girls agreed, and they shut off the lights. They said Bloody Mary 3 times into the mirror and waited. At first, there was nothing. But then, the mirror cracked. All the girls ran off, screaming, except for one. The remaining camper was paralyzed with fear. She stared and saw a flash of movement behind the mirror, as if someone was standing right behind her. She turned and ran from the bathroom. The next morning, the girls laughed about the event, if only to hide how scared they truly were. Unquote.
There's something about these stories that it's just like there's a portal to another dimension in your bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, like there's this big slab of mirror that most people have that if you turn off your lights and say something 3 times, something terrible could happen.
What if you put a mirror behind you, you summon Bloody Mary, and then you dive, like you dive to the ground and she sees herself?
That's like, some Constantine shit right there.
So number 3, she won't say what happened.
Oh my God.
Quote, one night, Kelsey's friend had a slumber party. The girls dared one of their friends to try Bloody Mary in the bathroom. The friend accepted, fairly confident that the supposed ghost could do her no harm. 15 minutes passed as the other girls waited for something to happen, but there were no signs of Bloody Mary to be found. Then they heard the girl scream. She tried to get out of the bathroom, but it was stuck, even though the door didn't have a lock on it.
Oh my God.
When Kelsey and her friends finally got her out, she was crying and whimpering. She showed the girls her arms. They were covered in scars that hadn't been there before. To this day, Kelsey's not been able to get her friend to speak about what happened in the bathroom.
Oh.
Unquote.
Oh, the idea of just this thing coming out of the mirror and just like scratching your arms.
Yeah. That's, creepy.
No. How could you be okay? How could you sleep after that? You can't.
You just don't put a mirror in your room.
You cannot sleep.
Night lights.
No.
All,
not even.
All the lights.
Just, yeah, your power bill's crazy.
Power bill? Is that what you call it?
Electric bill, power bill.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay. Is that like the tick turn and the turn signal? Or the what do you call the remote? The flipper?
The flipper.
Flipper, yeah.
You say I have weird turns of phrases?
Nope. What I'm saying is that next up we got Reddit. Okay. Are you ready for these 3 stories?
Yes, please.
Number 1, I think I saw Bloody Mary.
I saw Bloody Mary kisses Santa Claus.
Oh, God. It's messed up.
That's a weird...
It was door sniffer.
It's a weird fanfic.
Quote. This happened around 4 days ago, around midnight. So I was getting ready for bed, as usual, and I walked in the bathroom. But before I walked fully into the room, I saw this face for a split second that looked like a woman. And I was terrified since I knew that I played Bloody Mary before in the past. And I was still kind of skeptic on this paranormal game. But as of today, I still don't really know what I saw or if it was just my mind playing tricks on me. I also often feel like I'm being watched some days, even when I know that I'm home alone. So that's the end of the story. But somebody commented on it on Reddit, which I thought was interesting. And they said, the comment, just because Bloody Mary is a made-up game doesn't mean that you didn't actually conjure a spirit.
That's, yeah.
I had something similar happen that made me frightened as shit of mirrors to this day. No more games like that. So I think that's a very good point from random Redditor on the comments. That's like, okay, even if you don't believe in the game, if you believe in the paranormal, is there a chance that your intention, and this could be something we do in the discussion, we don't have to get into it right now.
Okay.
but could your intention draw something, right?
Yeah, hang on to that for sure.
This is the first time I've ever included a comment on one of these stories, but I just thought it was so good that I had to do it.
That had that nice umami Reddit flavor. The nice Reddit.
Yes, it does. Reddit does have a particular flavor. Two, I swear to God, I saw Bloody Mary. Quote, years ago, I was friends with this girl, and we were both into all that fun, paranoid stuff, and we were convinced that her house was haunted. One day, we decided to play Bloody Mary with a lady that used to come over and babysit her and her siblings. The three of us went into the bathroom, and we got towels out to block the light from getting in through the crack in the door. The babysitter was holding up a towel vertically to cover the light. So, you know, we do the whole Bloody Mary thing, and I start to feel really uneasy, and I said, I don't feel good. The babysitter asked, do you want to stop? I said, yes, and I shit you not, once we mentioned stopping, I saw something run behind me away from the door. So this is our third and final, well, this technically is a sixth. It's the third Reddit.
Yeah.
It's third Reddit, six total. Bloody Mary encounter, which they claim is completely true.
Okay, we'll see.
Yes. Quote, so I'm only 14, and I've already had two encounters with Bloody Mary.
Oh, we got a prodigy over here.
The first time that I saw Bloody Mary, I was in fourth grade, and I just turned 9. The day started off just like any other. My friends and I were kind of geeks, and we thought that the girls' bathroom in our hallway was haunted. We thought this because we would always hear random flushes in the stalls, and then the sinks would turn on. But there was never anybody actually using the bathroom or anyone close enough to use the sink so that the water would actually turn on. So, my friends and I were talking about the haunted bathroom, and one of our friends suggested that we play Truth or Dare, creepy version. One of the girls dared me to do Bloody Mary. I was hesitant, but I did it anyway. It was probably the worst thing I've done yet in my life. So to make this clear, the bathroom is huge with a total of 10 stalls, two of which are bigger than the others because they're for handicapped children. There are no windows and there's only one door, which when it shuts, it locks on the outside. So you can imagine that this bathroom is really, really dark when the lights are off and the door is shut. So the first thing I did was turn on all the sinks, and when they were all on, I had to turn off the lights. Last, I had to shut the door. So I'm not scared of the dark, but I am kind of freaked out of being alone. I don't know why, but just being alone is really scary to me. I feel like being alone is probably my worst fear. So I was in the dark alone with the sinks on. I went over to the mirrors. I stood in front of the first one and I said, Bloody Mary, 13 times.
13?
Well, at least I was going to say those words 13 times, but I only got to about 5 or 6. I had my eyes on the mirror the entire time. I had said Bloody Mary, and I swear it lit up and a girl appeared. I can't say exactly what she looked like, but from what I remember, her skin was paper white and she was wearing a white nightgown, and her hair was jet black and it fell in front of her face. Her right arm was reaching towards me and her neck was pointed down. I only stayed for like 1 second. I screamed and my friends opened the door and I ran. I didn't tell them anything except that I saw her. I guess that they believed me because my face was white. I was so, so pale. I didn't get a scratch on me that day, but I admit I haven't gone into the school bathroom by myself since then. My second encounter with Bloody Mary wasn't quite as scary as my first one. My second encounter was about 4 months ago. I had to go to the bathroom, and I was at school and I was begging my friend to come with me. She asked me why I needed someone to come with me, and I told her about what happened when I was in fourth grade. She told me that she would come as long as I would tell Bloody Mary to leave me alone. So I agreed. We were in gym class at the time, so we left class and went to the restroom. The restroom is almost at the exact opposite end of the bathroom from fourth grade. This bathroom is incredibly small. It only has 2 stalls and 1 sink. There's 2 doors, one by the sink and one on the other side of the room. The one closest to the sink was locked on the other side, but there still weren't any windows. This time, I didn't summon Bloody Mary necessarily. I just stood in front of the mirror and said, Bloody Mary, leave me alone. And when nothing happened, I said, that's right, stupid little bitch. That was a mistake. Anyway, nothing happened at first, and I really had to use restroom, so we each took a stall. However, when I sat on the toilet, I felt a sharp pain from my pointer finger to my elbow. I glanced down at my arm, and I freaked out. I had a long scratch in my arm all the way down. I didn't even scrape my arm against anything, though. So naturally, we quickly jumped up, washed our hands, and left. Nothing's happened to me since then, thankfully. Unquote. So now we have a really good understanding of their bathroom system at the school.
Yeah, I know, right?
But with that said, are you ready to go to the discussion?
Yes.
So before we get to the discussion, now is the time that we stop. And we'd like to thank all of our new patrons. Since we pre-recorded last week, so we didn't get a chance to shout those people out. So we're going to do it right here, right now. So thank you to our new patrons at the recording of this episode, which are Devin, Zoe, Kelsey, Courtney, Milo, Chris, Randy, Emily, B, and Michelle. Thank you all so much for joining our Patreon. Charlie, tell them your top three favorite things they're going to get.
Top three favorite? Yep. Quiz.
Yes.
Number one, for sure.
Not my favorite, but, you know.
Number two, what we do.
In the shadows.
I know. I think I get that mixed up all the time. Do you believe the bizarre? Absolutely. Games, two of my favorite games, for sure. And then, new one, Bizarre News.
Bizarre News is great. It's where we talk about more relevant topics. Like, not like legends. It's more so in the news they just discovered this black hole, or all these bodies, or, you know, these dolls are showing up in Texas.
Like, if you sent us that thing about the chupacabra in Texas recently, we talked about that already.
We did talk about that already. And just a quick shout out, Do You Believe the Bizarre is where we guess which stories are real, which stories are fake, by producer Ben. But tons of bonus content, listener submission interviews, quizzes, director's cuts, where we go back and listen to previous episodes and talk about them behind the scenes. So, and by the way, you get a, if you're in our dedicated tier, you get a t-shirt that you only get by being involved. You don't have to pay for it. It is sent your way after a couple months. A lot of extra bonus content. So if you're finishing the podcast, you're like, what do I do now? Do I go to the top? Yeah, you can do that if you want. But there's also real-time bonus content in our Patreon. So check that out if you're interested. But with that said, I want to hear Charlie's thoughts back in the discussion. All right, Charlie. So there's two main things I want to touch on in the discussion here.
Okay. Because
honestly, I don't care about the history. It's it's too bad. It's, or even the folk tale. But it just doesn't pertain to the,
right. It doesn't matter who it is. Is it real?
Right. So my two questions are: what are your thoughts on the idea of the intention? So you're summoning, even if Bloody Mary is fake, is completely fake, that these people could just be summoning something, or maybe it is that scientific idea of what happens in our brain. And two, I want to know if you'd play this game. Those are the two questions I have for you.
I'm gonna answer the second one first. No, I don't think I will.
See, me either, and I think that automatically discounts unbelievable.
I agree.
Don't think,
because if I'm not willing to put up or shut up,
yes,
I can't say it's unbelievable.
That was my same logic when we did cursed games.
But I think you're right. Intention is super important, because if it's a historical figure, or if it's just some random ghost who likes to hear this thing and goes, well, they're idiots, I'm gonna go haunt them, it's definitely important, because it draws out, it shows the other side, right, that you're willing to put in the work, per se, to get the negative effects, or it opens that mirror.
Yeah, I don't know if it would be something conscious of what you're trying to do.
Maybe, no, I don't think necessarily. But
I think it's more so like the intention of going in this dark space and trying to get something evil out.
Yeah.
But also, when we talk about the Ouija board demon and how they're like, there's this demon that loves playing with Ouija boards and messing with people. What if there's like a mirror entity that maybe doesn't know about Bloody Mary, but we've talked about mirrors in the past, that listener submission where they had put the mirrors facing each other and you were, you know, talking about that. What if there's just something that's attached to mirrors?
I think it's probably more than just something. I think it's many things. But yeah, I think you're right. I think it's an easy entry point. I don't know how or why. Maybe because it warps reality in some way. I don't really know how.
Like pictures, right? Maybe.
Yeah. I think you're right, though. I think there could be something using that intention to pull out something evil and says, here I am, I'm evil.
It's almost like when we were saying how, like, water is adds, or what do we say, like, the paranormal is more intense around water, or it carries mm-hmm. energy.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to do an episode on that still, and then we need to do an episode on mirrors. Just yeah. mirrors and the paranormal.
Yeah.
I think that would actually
be a lot of good stuff there.
I think that would be like the past lives, where it wouldn't be structured and like, you know, like this and then this and this. It's more like it's conversation based. Mm-hmm. And it kind of encapsulates so many different things. Like in past lives, you have like different spiritualities and religions and theories and stuff. I feel like the paranormal and mirrors would be in that kind of vein.
Yeah, because they're married together.
Let's make this a 4-hour episode. Let's do it with no research. Let's just make stuff up and then we'll post it.
Off the dome.
Yeah. Off the dome. That's right. What do you think about the scientific idea? I think it makes sense, but I don't think it perfectly explains what's happening here.
I think you're right. I think it can be some of the reasons that some of these things are being seen. But you're right. It doesn't explain like the motions and the things jumping out of the mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't fit 100%.
So there's not a ton to take from the history or the experiences. Creepy. Some of them are told like a story. Some of them are.
Yeah.
Not. but so where do you put, as of this moment, Bloody Mary on the believability scale, which goes from believable to viable to skeptical to unbelievable, which we already agreed we cannot do unbelievable because we won't play this game.
Right, I won't do it. I think it's believable. I think it's believable.
You think it's believable?
Yep. I think regardless of it, if it's a woman named Mary that was killed in England.
Okay. So you're going from something. You're not going specifically the Bloody Mary route.
Yeah.
What if it was? Like, what if you had to say, believable or not, this because is Bloody Mary?
Because it was a woman named Bloody Mary?
Yeah.
Skeptical.
Okay. I'll do both just for fun. I agree with you with it being Mary and going skeptical. And I'm not going to quite reach you at believable, but I'm going to go viable. So that is our episode on Bloody Mary. It's a big one.
Our 200th episode.
Is it?
Nope, that's wrong. Our second birthday episode.
Yes, it is the week.
I made up a holiday for this one.
But thank you everybody for listening. It's a big topic. Let us know if you've played. I would love to hear your stories. Maybe we can even do a follow-up where if we have, I know I said this about sleep paralysis, but if we get enough Bloody Mary stories and enough happens in those stories, maybe we'll put out like a bonus or something. It'd be fun to talk about.
Bloody Mary bonus.
Yes. But before we go, I do want to remind you of two things we mentioned earlier. One, we are doing a live stream this Thursday, July 7th at 8 p.m. Eastern time. It is going to be kind of a celebration of 2-year anniversary and hitting 1 million downloads. We're going to be doing a bunch of listener submissions. It's all going to be live on our Twitch. So go to our Instagram bio link and you can subscribe to our Twitch there, or just go to twitch.blahblahblah and search Believe in Bizarre. We're on there. So give us a follow and join us this Thursday, July 7th at 8. And also, we are dropping July 7th our episode series designs merch store. It's 6 designs, all inspired by specific episodes, specific designs. We want to keep this going and include more episodes. I definitely want a Devil's Hole magic one. We already have more ideas. I'm super excited. But right now, we're launching 6. And so go check those out. And if you purchase one on July 7th, 8th, 9th, or 10th, let us know. Take a screenshot of your order confirmation, either email, DM, and you will get a signed Not Deer print by me and Charlie and a sticker.
Yeah, and that's right. If you're liking this episode, please leave a review on Apple and a 5-star on Apple and also a 5-star on Spotify. Means a lot for us. It does a lot for us.
Do both.
We appreciate it.
Buy an iPhone if you have to. Commitment. But seriously, we appreciate everybody for listening, for the reviews, for the DMs, for the comments, for the, hey, I found this paranormal show and I think you would like it. Go check it out. We appreciate all of it. We see all of it. And above all, we appreciate you listening. So thank you so much. And as always, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Charlie.
And catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre,
a podcast as bizarre as you are. like a Southern Belle all over again. Whew. Whew, I do declare if you don't take me to the ball.